Last February, President Obama approved plans by an Alabama enterprise to build the first U.S. factory in Cuba in more than half a century. The company, Kleber, would build low-cost tractors in a new free trade zone at the port of Mariel. The Kleber project symbolized all the hope of reestablished ties between the U.S. and Cuba, and Cuba's approval seemed certain. It wasn't. This week, Saul Barenthal, one of Kleber's partners, said Cuba has denied approval. Among the reasons, Cuban officials said they were looking for more high-tech ventures. But Cuba analysts say the communist leadership's enthusiasm for the new relationship with the U.S. has dropped. John Kavalik heads the U.S. Trade and Economic Council in New York. He worries about this possible scenario.
Over time, the group in the Cuban government opposed to the re-engagement saw in the proposal everything that the Cuban government doesn't like about the re-engagement.
Barenthal said by phone from Havana that Cuba says Kleber can still pursue a factory outside the Mariel zone, but it would lose all the duty and ownership benefits it gets inside the zone. He says while doing business in Cuba, patience is not only a virtue,
but a necessity.
A necessity. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.